Pakistani intelligence agencies continue to detain thousands without a prosecution under the cover of the so-called war on terror. The families of the victims say no one is willing to tell them why their relatives have been held, mostly without charge. Javed Rana reports from Islamabad.
The justice delayed is justice denied. These are the families of thousands of missing Pakistanis. They are returning from the Supreme Court with disappointment after judges were not willing to move decisively against country's intelligence agencies for allegedly kidnapping their loved ones under the cover of so-called war on terror.
The victim families have been running from pillar to post to seek justice for years, but the administration of justice is deadly slow. And at the heart of this delay is the reluctance by the courts to take on intelligence agencies against whom the evidence of kidnapping people is overwhelming.
They have been running around for justice, sometimes from the government-appointed judicial commission and sometimes from the Supreme Court. Mostly judges of both Judicial Commission and the Supreme Court sympathize with them and generally consider their evidence strong enough against intelligence agencies. Nonetheless, it is rare to find judges to come up with a strong verdict against the alleged official kidnappers.
I have been arguing, I have been giving witnesses, I have been giving concrete material evidence. But that is all, everything is falling on deaf ears. And I am standing before you after 8 years without justice.
All these families want to know about is the nature of the crimes for which their loved ones are being detained illegally. However, there is compelling evidence that most of them were kidnapped without any charge sheet.
My two sons were kidnapped by the police and intelligence agencies. They never told me on what charges they were picked up. I've been demanding the government time and again to produce them in the court of law and prosecute them if they are guilty.
Right activists estimate at least 10,000 Pakistanis under the illegal custody of military-run intelligence agencies. Many among them were handed over to the U.S. under the cover of so-called war on terror. Right activists point out that by an average, 1 to 2 persons are being kidnapped by intelligence agencies every day in Pakistan.
People have been transported out of the ambit of law. They are still, even CIA admits that we are keeping detainees as ghost prisoners. And ghost prisoners are those who have never been presented before any court of law in the whole world.
Only very limited number among them were prosecuted. However, the court find it difficult to convict them on the basis of what appears to be fabricated charge sheet against them. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.